stories and entertainment that everyone will be talking about today. It's the Showbiz Top 5.
Brought to you by Walgreens.
Everyday savings at the corner of happy and healthy. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah.
Actually, the Showbiz Top 5 is coming up later, but it's still sponsored by Walgreens. Because right now in the studio, and I was a little bit hurt up until right before we started, because Will Forte showed up, shook my hand, walked to Al, gave him a hug, gave Kelly a hug, gave Jenna a hug, gave our cameraman a hug, even gave Russ Face a hug, and did not give me a hug.
Well, I initiated
it.
Well,
he did. He made up for it.
And then he realized that he had screwed up, and he gave me a hug. So we're friends now.
Wait,
we got to turn you on, Will.
It's a mic and over here. Hang on.
You can share my mic.
Yeah, you can share Jenna's mic if you want.
We got you.
Al, I came into you. We did a handshake. Al initiated the hug.
That's what I do.
Yeah, so then we were at hug level, and then I went around to hugs, and I made it right with you.
Then after that, you can't go back to handshake after the hug, the first hug. Then the third person will feel slighted. So then you have to commit to full hug around the room.
Yeah. I felt like we went through a whole relationship. I liked you, and then I hated you, but then I loved you.
Wow.
Thank God that nobody introduced like a kiss into the mix.
I know.
And I had to go all around another
that
round.
That's
way too intimate.
Now, who would you say was the best hugger in the room? Because
you always remember your first L.
Thank you, Will.
It's so cool that you're in studio with us right now.
It's good to be here.
I don't know if you remember, I was blonde about a year ago, and I interviewed for That's My Boy when you did the movie with Adam Sandler.
You remember that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, they were like, Jenna, who remember you? I'm like, no, he won't. He gets interviewed by 1,000 people.
No, but was it in
L.A.?
L.A., okay, yes.
In the Four Seasons.
Yeah, I remember.
She asked you if there was going to be a sequel to the...
I hope so.
Any improvements on that yet?
We've been busy, so it's hard getting all of us getting in the same room together at the same time. So that is our deepest desire is to do that. But we got to write it first, and then we got to find somebody who'll actually make it.
Yeah. So you're close then.
I mean, we have a bunch of ideas.
It's in development. Is that what they say?
Yeah. And you've been busy. You're filming your movie Nebraska.
Yeah.
Which is in theaters November 15th.
So this is like an artsy, serious movie, right?
It is. I mean, it definitely, it's hard to put it into a category because there's funny stuff in it. But yeah, it's definitely more serious than I'm used to.
They got it under drama adventure. That's
drama,
the category.
Did they really call it drama adventure?
That's what it's called.
It's
right?
Under drama,
I guess that's
there's travel
accurate.
Involved.
There's definitely travel involved.
Yeah, that's adventurous.
You're going on a
little drama.
There's some good humor in there too.
Well, do you ever?
I'm the straight man though.
Did you save the drama for your mama?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you ever read what critics say about the movies you do?
Sure.
Do you?
I'm a glutton for punishment.
Really? Because a lot of actors refuse to do that, right?
Let me read what they say about Will in Nebraska.
Because this is the movie he's actually talking about today, not the possible MacGruber scene.
No, this is Nebraska, his drama MacGruber. Adventure.
All right.
Will Forte surprisingly underplays and buries his normal comedic tics and beats that made him so successful on SNL. His David searches and finds many of the mysteries that embody the enigma of his alcoholic father.
You're an enigma.
Giving Forte the ability to connect fully with the audience.
Not bad. I want to see this movie.
That is dang good, sir.
So, why don't tell us a little bit of the plot line, because you're kind of father-son.
It's father-son. Bruce Dern plays my dad. And he thinks that he's won one of those publishers clearinghouse type $1 million sweepstakes.
Is the operative word there thinks he's won?
I don't know. You got
to watch the movie, Kelly.
That's a huge spoiler alert. So he just keeps trying to walk to Lincoln, Nebraska from Billings to collect the prize. And eventually he talks me into taking him there. And I just think, I'll show him that it's a sham. And then he'll get it out of his head and just, sit on the couch at home and not be a problem.
Huh.
See? Now, I read... What's your biggest fear, Will?
What's my biggest fear? Probably snakes, planes. That's why Snakes on a Plane was very effective.
Yeah, you should watch that movie, dude.
Planes I'm getting better with, but I would say that my worst fear would be crashing in a plane filled with snakes into the water, and then a fire starting in the plane as it was sinking.
And then drowning.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then what if in the process of that you're auditioning?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
He didn't go where you wanted him to go there?
No, he went better. Because that's a real fear.
The plane was on the way to an audition.
That's true. Yeah.
Because
I'm
according to Wikipedia, your real fear is auditioning.
No, you did an interview and you said you have a fear of auditioning.
Oh, yeah. No, to me, some people love it. I started out on the writing side of things, so I just didn't have a lot of experience auditioning. And then I got the SNL job. And that is kind of it's definitely an audition,
yeah.
But you're doing most auditions. You're going and you're reading these words that other people have written. You don't know really how to do it.
It's awkward.
With SNL, you go in and they just say, hey, do three characters and three impersonations. And so you're doing these things that are really familiar to you and you write your own audition. So it's
cool.
Really nerve-wracking, but it's still like kind of comfortable because you've done this stuff before.
So that's interesting for people who maybe want a career thinking it looks so easy to get up there and read cue cards on SNL, right? Because that's what
tough.
People think. But actually, every week as a performer on the show, you have to bring in hundreds of ideas every week and then get told that sucks, that sucks, that sucks, and then maybe one or two of your ideas make the show, right?
Yeah. It's the cue cards, I always got to stick up for before I went to the show, God, I'm blabbering a lot.
Oh, we want you to talk.
It's your interview.
We blabber.
Somebody bring this man a handful of almonds. He needs some protein.
So there are so many changes going on throughout the week. And before I got to the show, I used to get mad at, why are they looking at the cue cards all the time? But you can't possibly memorize everything. And sometimes they'll, 5 minutes before the show, they'll cut stuff out. Or during the course of the show, some of the sketches at the end are changing because they are running out of time. So they're trying to shorten them. And then, you couldn't possibly know what stuff is going to be still in there.
Right.
They'll say, we made some changes. Just look at the cards. It's really exciting, but you have to kind of know where you're going.
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, and I got the chance to see SNL, the dress rehearsal, and then the live show, and it's crazy that it's all handwritten and how much editing goes on. And it just seems like one of the toughest jobs. I mean, granted, you're really talented, so you can kind of improv, but some of the hosts... I think it'd be frustrating as, a full-time member.
Yeah. Territory. And SNL this past week came under fire for being racist. Have you been keeping up with that?
I take my hug back.
They said that
Well, he's not on it anymore.
I'm not there anymore.
okay. You can keep it.
Al's well-versed.
They were talking about how there's been no really black female comedians, especially, and who are the two guys on the show?
Keenan
and the other
Jay
one.
Farrow.
Jay Farrow.
They were talking about... Yeah, I can't remember names. But they were getting heat for not having enough black female comedians on SNL. I don't know if that was anything you
currently,
wanted to
comment
on.
You're saying currently.
They've had like three or four over the whole history of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nice try, but I don't want to comment on that.
Yeah.
Nice try.
He gave us a good old no comment on that.
Wow. No, I mean, they're they're always looking for talent. And, I don't know.
Because it's not about color, but it's like when you have an Oprah you want to impersonate, you have to have Keenan do it. If there's another black person, you have
saying.
To use the men because there's no women.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
That's his comment. Yeah.
What's up?
Now, have you seen our show? We've seen yours clearly, seen your work. Have you seen Dish Nation?
Dish Nation, yeah.
Totally.
I don't watch anything. I don't watch any. I swear. I apologize.
Are you one of those people that doesn't own a TV?
No, I
weirdos?
Do own a TV, but all I watch is Breaking Bad, which like 3 days ago, I was late, but I just finally watched the end of Breaking Bad.
And you got to work with Bob, who was Saul Goodman on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, Bob had I had this plan with my buddy. He had held off on the final three episodes. And we were going to watch it Sunday night before I went off to Philly.
Yeah.
And that day, Bob had a birthday, and Bryan Cranston and Vince Gilligan were both there at the birthday. So I got to see them. And
did you totally geek out?
It was the coolest thing of all time. Oh, yeah. He is the nicest. Both those guys are the nicest guys, Bryan and Vince, both.
Were you satisfied? Because I watched all along, so I had really, I've been following it for years and years, so I was worried I was going to be disappointed with the
end.
Oh,
my God.
I mean, as a writer, do you think?
I could not have been more satisfied. I was titillated.
Wow.
The second to last episode was probably the best episode of TV I had ever watched. And then the last one was just as good, you know, even better. It was really fulfilling.
Finished? Jenna?
Is that the first time a guy's ever said, I've never been more satisfied to you, Jenna? I was just
wondering. And titillated.
Yeah, and there was eye contact. It made it way too intimate.
You know, that's what I've noticed about Will when he answers. You are a real serious eye contact kind of guy.
Yeah. And it's
Well, I mean, it's a little bit unsettling for those of us who aren't.
Why?
You know,
I'll look
you're
at
intense.
The microphone.
No, no, but I mean, is that just, you do that on purpose? Because we've heard that, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't realize I was doing it.
Yeah, you're very intense when you're talking to someone. You are not blinking even.
Oh, my God. I'm still waking up. That might be it. How early do you guys have to get up?
It depends.
We've been here about 4 hours.
Two thirty.
Oh my God! When do you go to bed then?
Last night was not
five hours ago.
Not early.
Never, I got kids.
Yeah, last night I went to see Sandra Bernhard and I'd never seen her perform live, and I didn't realize she was a singer. Have you ever heard Sandra Bernhard sing?
I always
incredible.
Mix it up and okay, wait.
The stand-up comedian.
Because Sandra, because I always mix Sandra Bernhard and Sarah Bernhard.
No, this is Sandra Bernhard, the one that used to be best friends with Madonna, but they're not speaking anymore.
Okay, yes. I didn't know she was a singer.
We didn't either. She comes
out just wailing. I'm sorry for the
eye
contact. I'm sorry. I didn't know she was a singer.
No, keep making
out
of you.
So I got about 1 hour sleep last night, so forgive me for not snapping today.
You seem totally with it, though.
She is.
I've had my almonds.
Yeah, lots of caffeine, lots of drugs. Well, you're a singer as well, right?
I can carry a tune.
And
I like to harmonize. Jason Sudeikis and I, we'd go to little solo karaoke place, you know, private room karaoke.
Yeah.
And we go and we just do deep cuts.
See, that's a good tip.
Deep cuts.
Where do famous people hang out in New York City? Because some people might be traveling there. So where are some of the great dive bars? If we want to be guaranteed celebrity sightings, where do we go?
I don't know, because I don't hang out at those places. I just go to these karaoke places.
Or what's your favorite
any karaoke bar in New York City?
My favorite? Oh, Boho Karaoke. Sing Sing is great, too, but Boho Karaoke is kind of down in the West Village. And
so if you got a day off, you go there.
My perfect day off would be to go to Daddy-O's, which is this wonderful bar right by there with great, great food. And then right up to Boho Karaoke.
How crazy do those SNL after parties get? Or is everybody just so wiped out by the end? Because there's always traditionally a huge after party, right?
You know what? They're not too crazy.
Really?
Everyone's pretty tired, but it's there's a after party right after the show, where it's kind of formal. You know, Lauren is there. Everyone's there. People's families that came to the show are there. So it doesn't get that crazy. And there used to be, I don't know if they still have them, but after parties.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Those get a little nuts because that's at, you know, after the party ends at 4, the first one, then there's another party. God, I
you survived
stayed
them.
Up till
it's after party,
10 in the morning
lobby.
At those things.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And they're really fun. And my mom has come. Every time that my mom would come to visit, she would stay up as late as I would stay up.
To the after with your mom?
What's that?
Would she embarrass you ever?
Oh, no. She's the best.
Well,
my
good.
Mom's the best. But I remember the day that Saddam Hussein was captured, we had been up all night, and we came back from this after party and came back home, saw that Saddam Hussein had been captured, and then we stayed up watching the news till like 11 in the morning. So my mom.
Your mom knows how to party.
That's a party right there.
Watching news with mommy.
Was she kind of a groupie when she go just to meet the bigger celebrities?
My mom is not a slutty groupie, if that's what
you
you're
threw asking. The word slutty.
Yeah.
She has had sex twice, and they both turned into children, and that's it. Closed up shop.
Well, going back to karaoke, you know what's so cool is I went to that SNL after party, not the after party.
Do they sing
but
that?
It's just all the cast members, and I remember standing there being like, wow, this is, I mean, it's kind of
surreal.
It's like when the Black Keys hosted, and you officiated Patrick Carney's wedding, right?
Yes,
Keys. So you're just an ordained minister officiating?
I have officiated 4 weddings now. My sister's was the first one, and they, so I've done 4 now.
Just do
but
it
I'm
online?
Not, you have
you're
to,
a veteran.
You have to get, actually, I guess, I don't know how the online certification works. I mean, I do because I did it, but I think once you do it online, you're just
for life,
an
right?
officiant forever. But with my sisters, I actually went to the state of California and got deputized. They deputize you for like 24 hours. So wow. You can do probably as many weddings as you want to in a 24-hour period.
That's
I only did one.
At that party, before it had come out in the news, Jason Sudeikis was there with Olivia Wilde. I think they had just started dating, and now they're getting married, right? You get to officiate.
Where?
That one?
At which?
Yeah, the after party I went to, because it was a while back.
Two years ago.
But no one had really, it wasn't really out yet. They were dating, and they were hanging out at the party, so I thought it was cool. And now they're getting married.
She is so wonderful. I'm really happy for the two of them, because they're both great, great people. Mm. I'm happy, happy.
That's all the comedy has on that.
Well, wait, what am I supposed to say?
Where are you going to officiate the wedding?
You want me to, what's that?
Will you officiate that wedding if he asks?
I've not been asked.
Or you can sing the wedding song.
I would do anything for those guys. They're.
Would you do anything for love?
Wow.
What's your instinct? Go to karaoke.
Run right into Haylen. What?
Too much eye contact.
I'm sorry. I'm just in kind of a daze. I think the caffeine hasn't even hit yet.
What's your and Sudeikis go to karaoke songs?
We would probably, our first song would be REO Speedwagon, I Can't Fight This Feeling.
And that's what Sandra Bernhard closed with last night.
Are you serious?
I'm not lying. She closed with that song. And it gave me a new sense of, like, I'm going to have to download that song on iTunes because I forgot how much I love it.
I got to say, I have always loved that song. And then I did a tiny part in the movie Rock of Ages.
Yes.
And the part, there were a bunch of, some of the people in that scene were people from rock bands from the 80s. Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon was the one of the people there, and he was there with his daughter, and he was the nicest person you'll ever meet. And so I love the song even more. And then during the meal break, all those people got up and sang, gave like a little concert for an hour, and he sang that song. It was really, really awesome.
Did you try to get up on stage and sing with him?
I didn't. I wanted him to. I didn't want to.
You don't spoil the moment.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's so cool.
I would have only taken. I mean, I'm a good hacker as a singer, but I'm no Kevin Cronin. Yeah.
You said that was your first song. What do you guys usually finish it off with for the encore?
We'll do Always and Forever.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh God, he's got a silky voice, by the way. Jason's got really good. I do the he does the melody and I do the harmonies.
Okay.
So.
Al's got to work on his. Al loves to karaoke. He does it like 3 or 4
times a week. I have a sports bar and we sing karaoke.
But he's that guy that.
Uh-oh. Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah, we got you.
Come on. See, this is Jason's part, usually.
Come on, take it away, Will Forte.
Always and forever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the words.
Oh, don't you know it?
I got the words on the screen.
Like come on, here we go.
Dream is just like a dream come to me that somehow came true.
He's
and I know tomorrow will still be the same.
He's like, where are y'all getting the words? They know it, apparently.
We got a life to love that won't ever change.
Here you go.
Every day, love me your own special way. Tell all my heart away.
With a smile.
Here we go.
Take time to tell me you really care. And we'll share tomorrow together.
Wow.
I'll always love you forever.
Oh. Go for it. Go for it. Go for the joke. Go for it.
Oh my God.
Man, that was fun.
I almost did it.
I am
you'd kiss a man for comedy's sake on Yes You Would.
No,
come
you wouldn't,
on,
Al.
For the laugh.
Yes, I would. I have kissed so many dudes.
Al.
What I should have gone for.
I mean, there got to be a point that I thought, wow, this Will Forte guy like won't do a movie if he doesn't get to kiss a dude.
Not in this one, though. Right? Not in Nebraska. Do you kiss a dude in Nebraska?
You don't kiss your dad, do you?
I do not.
Okay.
Have you ever kissed a dude in Nebraska?
Have I kissed? No, I have not.
Will Forte.
We're going to get your number, and we're going to go karaoking with you next time.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
Well, we should say.
I would absolutely
make that happen.
Yeah, let's talk about Nebraska.
I'll work on my eye contact thing. I'm sorry.
No, it's intense, and I should work on that because it makes you feel like I'm the only person in the room, and that's a cool thing.
I think my ears are just not as good as they used to be, so I like to
have the
lip component.
Before you go, answer one question for me right quick, because I was wondering this as soon as I saw we're interviewing you, Will Forte. Is your favorite number Forte?
Wow.
It's not 13 and 7.
I'll tell you that one.
That's Kelly's lucky number.
We've got so much in common. Nebraska's in theaters November 15th, so please check it out. We need to get some
Will
love
Forte.
Going here for Will Forte in
interview.
Nebraska.
Can I say hi to Lucy and Steve?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi to Lucy and Steve. That's it. That was it.
We're all over your internets. The whole cast is on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Head to KidNation.com to get connected to our pages. KidNation.com. More Kid Craddock in the Morning on the way.